כאילו אם היינו שם בפרק.
נחמן דניאל, היוצרי. לימוד, you're about to engage in a sugya of Avelos, Pesachim Dabkas, but it's Merish Katan of the Tavshin Pei Aleph Shir. That will be a chizuk for the Tavshin Pei Shir. And the Eilin Shabbat for Nachman Daniel. We have a Tosefta, the Gemara quotes Pesachim Daf Tes, Tes Amaral, going on to Tes and Obeid. In the context of grappling with Rov versus Chazaka, in the context of grappling with the unknowns, we're doing a lot of grappling with unknowns, but in a narrower sense, in the context of how Halacha grapples with a lack of information, Torah Sasvekas. This is what we had developed last week. One of the places where the Gemara discusses Ein Safek Motzi V'Dei V'Adai is Pesachim Daf Tes. And as we developed last week, it's really half of the discussion. Ein Safek Motzi V'Dei V'Adai is half of the discussion about what do you do with Rov versus Chazaka. So we had seen last week, Sugya Kedushin Daf Pei, based on Mishnah Taharis, that we pass like the Chachamim Ruba Adif, when it's a stronger Rov, Ruba Adif. And our sugya in Safik Motzi V'Dei V'Adai, put together the Tosfos, and Safik refers to, V'Adai refers to also Chazaka, Safik refers to a weaker type of Rov, a Rov Guru as opposed to Rov Bari. When it's a Safik, when it's a weaker Rov, the Gemara says that we assume, Rava says, Ein Safik Motzi V'Adai. A Rov Guru, a weaker Rov, will not overwhelm the Chazaka. And the Gemara is bringing counterproofs to that. Maybe we can find situations where it's a rove beruah and still the rove overpowers the chazaka. Maybe we can show that Safik is motzi v'dei v'adai. And the second maramakam, the second brayse the Gemara quoted to attempt to demonstrate that Safik is motzi v'dei v'adai was this Tosefta at the end of a halos, Masa b'shechas v'shal meitzegechad, the scenario of the Kohen who went to peek into the bar to see what the status of the Nifles. And as we saw, Machlokas brothers, Machlokas Rashbam and Rabbeinu Tam, whether what the Kohen did, the Kohen is trying to ascertain the details of Tumas Yoledes, for the woman who had been pregnant with this Nifle, and the Braisa says it ended up becoming a Shaila of Tumas Meis, because the Kohen had leaned over the open bar to figure out whether in fact he was Ma'il al HaNifle or not. So one of the issues that the Rishonim raised, as we said, Machlokas Rashbam and Rabbeinu Tam, Machlokas brothers, the two grandsons of Rashi, is whether the Kohen's, leaving aside whether or not he's Tamei, whether what he did was Aser or Mutter. Last week's parasha opens with the din of Tumas Kohanim, the Iser of Tumas Kohanim. Kohen is forbidden to become Tamei L'meis except for Krovim. So Rashbam appeared told that this was he was a chacham and this was correct, this is a true alpi din, and perhaps the Kohen was a close relative of this Nefil, perhaps he was a father of the Nefil, perhaps he was a brother of the Nefil. So that even though he was a Kohen, the Tumas Kohen was warranted. And Rabbi Otam rejects it for a number of reasons, and what appears our Tosfos has it as the re other Tosfos in heaven Rabbi Otam. The very last line of Tes Lamed Aleph in Tosfos, one of the reasons why this is rejected, even if indeed the Nefil was related to the Kohen. But one of the reasons why it rejected is Kan lo hay letzarach hameis. Kan lo hay letzarach hameis. Kohen has a right to metamei lemeisim, but it's only if it's letzarach hameis. Here it was not letzarach hameis. What was it meaning? It wasn't coincidental. He was trying to get information about the Nefil. So I looked at Tosfos Shatz, and he told the Rashi, explained more. I mean, to take care of the mace, to take care of the kavura of the mace, to prepare Aaron, Tachrichim. All this feels, we learned, it worked in the Sugya last on Thursday morning, and how much our reactions to this, Thursday morning is all abstract Sugya. Now it feels, for so many of us, much more raw. And we looked in Shulchan Aruch, and we saw the Shulchan Aruch, in fact, has a machlokas about this point. This different day of Sentosis appeared by Allah in Shulchan Aruch. The different here with Sentosis appear 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. So take a look. Not in so much necessarily machlokas, it may or may not be a machlokas between the Teirutz and the Tosas, but Tosas does at least suggest that the heter of Tumas Kohen Lekarov is limited to Lutzar Hames. Shulchan Aruch does not limit it, because the Ramban does not limit it. Machlokas right on top of the Ramban. Take a look at Shulchan Aruch. Simen Shina and Gimel on the top of the page, say if hey. See, as a matter of fact, the Tur, the 1300s, only quotes the other position. The Tur only quotes L'chol Elu Mitameh Bein Letzarek Bein Shlo Letzarek. According to the Heter, the time of the Krovim, regardless of whether he's being helpful in some way or not. Even if he's not actually arranging anything for the Levada. But the Beis Yosef on the side, the Rav Yosef Karo in the 1500s, whose job it was, the goal of his sefer is to give the background, the tour, the son of the rush, the end of the period of the Bali Atosis, this gives Piske Halacha. In this case, this is a din. In this case, that's a din. Occasionally, he'll say, there are two shittas. My father, the rush is like this, the Rambam said like that. Usually, this gives the din. And then Rav Yosef Karo, 200 years later, before he wrote the Shulchan Aruch, same man, first wrote a Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam, where he gives you some of the basic background of the Rambam. And Beis Yosef on the tour, he gives you a lot of background. It tells whether there's a Gemara, there's a Tosis, there's a Ramban, it gives the whole picture. The bottom line, on the other side of the page, the Shulchan Aruch, the same Rav Yosef Karo, is, Kol Eilu Sifhei, Kol Eilu Shemitamei Lahem Afil Shalom Lutzarech, V'yeh Shalom Tavku Lutzarech. He presents both opinions. Is the Hector of Tumas Kohen Lekarov only when it's Lutzarech, or even Shalom Lutzarech? And in the Beis Yosef, he quotes, the Trumas Hadeshin had raised a point which appears on the page of Shulchan Aruch as a Ramah. If you assume that there's only much of a Tzorech, that's going to mean that the Kohen is not going to Tamei Lekrova over the course of Shabbos, because the course of Shabbos can't prepare Aron, can't prepare Tachrichim, he can't do it Tahara. There isn't really going to be that type of Tumah Letzorech Hameis on Shabbos. So that's sort of a practical example of how this is going to play, this Machlo is going to play out. Machlokas again, Rabbeinu Tam, the Reed, Bali Atosus say only Latzarech, if it's not Atosus. Now the Rashbam, by the way, would already disagree. And Rashbam thought there was Mutter. Rashbam thought it was Mutter. So the Rashbam would hold that we don't limit it to Latzarech Hameis. And here's the Rashbam, Rabbeinu Tam's older brother, the Ashkenazi. And here's a Ramban, the Sfaradi. Ramban wrote a Sefer. Here it is, the Torah Sa'adam. Torah Sa'adam is the Ramban Seif. This volume has Torah Sa'adam and other Svarim of the Ramban, but predominantly Torah Sa'adam. The comprehensive halacha sefer that the Ramban wrote, we know the Ramban from his Pirushal HaTorah, we know the Ramban from the Milchamas, from the bottom of the Rift. The Ramban wrote in so many different genres. And one of the many, many genres he wrote a freestanding halacha sefer, Torah Sa'adam, the halacha of the human being, the halacha of halachas of illness, halachas of deeper cholem, and medical treatment, pikuach nefesh, in terms of halachas of a person loses his life, halachas of kriya, and kavura, and avelus, and Tumas Kohen. At the end, he talks about other types of avelus yishana, tisha b'av, and so forth, and then he closes with the Shar HaGemul. He takes a shift from halacha to agada. This speaks from a hashkafic standpoint, how we make sense of suffering, and he speaks about Tchias HaMesim, Imos HaMashiach, Ramam Hava, talk about the last Thursday at Mishmar, Machlokas Ramam Ramban, about the relation to Tchias HaMesim, Ramam Hava, that's from the Shara HaGemol, which is the last section of this sefer you have in front of you, the Torah Sa'adam. Here we are in the halachic section of Torah Sa'adam. The end of the section discusses Tumas Kohanim, the very last paragraph. The very last paragraph, page Kuplan Aleph. He quotes an Evel Rabasi, a collection of braces about Hilchos Avelos, compiled probably by the Gaonim. It's sometimes called Maseches Smachos. sometimes it's called, as Ramban does, Evel Rabasi. Evel Tanya. It says, a machlokes hatanoim, the price of the machlokes hatanoim, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Tarfon, in that period of time, until when is a Kohen allowed to metame to the Kohen, to the Niftar? Is it that day? Is it for 3 days? And we paskin achi yisase yisto hagolo, until the kavura is completed. After the kavura is completed, there's no longer heter to come back and visit. Other tanam sometimes seem to have understood the kohen can come back and visit over the first couple of days. So the Rabban writes in the paragraph, halach Rabbi Yehuda, shalom yishu Rabbi Tarfon, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. In the name of Rabbi Tarfon, that the heter of the Kohen is until the kavur is complete, but not beyond that. Achi yisto magolo. Another Rabban comment, Mishamina Mina, what do you see? Time is in yisto magolo. The heter ends when the kavur is complete. Hakozman shalon yisto magolo, but as long as the kavur is not yet completed, or hasn't even yet started, mitamei v'nogev v'mei shalom, v'in l'torach v'in shalom l'torach, k'mar she'yitz. It's obvious there's no limitation of l'torach hameis. I mean, clearly beyond the kavur, there's no tzara chametz. So, if there's a limitation of tzara chametz, you don't have to say, it's obvious. If there's no heter to the kavur. It sounds like Rabban says, no. Kol zman shalom nikbar, so there's a heter, bein l'tzara, bein shalom tzara. So that's the opinion of the Rashbam, the Rabban, muti b'shalom tzara. And the Tosis, Rabbi Otam, says, no, only Latzarach, and that's why Rabbi Otam felt that what this Kohen did, Kohen Shotaya, what the Kohen destroyed, it was inappropriate. He said, wanted to see whether Nathan was Zachar and Akeva, that's Latzarach the mother, but that's not Latzarach the mother. So what's Machlokes about? We could dig deeper. What were they arguing about? Shemas Kohanim, he's a Karo, but Shmuel was Tamar. What's that all about? So the Rav Nishiurim on Psachim, the developer Ashefta points out in his notes in the Rav Shiurim Psachim, he points out that the Rav developed this in Yosach here as well. You can take a look later if you'd like. I believe the first volume. There's a piece at the beginning of page Mem, entitled Tumas Kohanim L'Shiva Sakrovim, around page Mem Hey or so. It begins to discuss the second section of that Sirat Hashir. It begins to discuss this idea. Says, look, it could be, what are they arguing about? He said, look at the end of the second parak of Hilchos Avel. It has the halachas of Avelus and of Tumas Kohanim in Sefer Shoftim. The very end of Parak Beis, it says, what's the relationship? Normally, but if it's a karv, it's a mutter. We've seen other areas of halacha that sometimes we have a conflict between two areas of halacha. So sometimes the hutra, sometimes the chuya. Sometimes we might say, Asay do halosa say tzitzis versus shatnez. So they're both still in play. But one pushes it, one of them has to, another one has to lose. One is higher on the hierarchy, so to speak. So one is docha, the other one pushes the other way, but they're both still present.
That's the mouthful that's in your bones, no?
Correct. Very good. Right. So that, and every time you have, very good. Every time you have the big discussion, the first paragraph of Yavamas, but I say docha losa, is it true? Where does it come from? What are the limitations? And when you have these conflicts in halacha, so that there we assume, I say docha losa, it still exists. But the assay overpowers. There are other cases where it's not so clear. Let's say a mila on Shabbos. The fact that if you have a mila b'shmini, a baby is born on Shabbos, you can do the mila the next Shabbos, day 8. So the din is mila b'zman is docha Shabbos. Is it just docha or is it matir?
Yeah, the machlokas comes up because of ishes ish with you.
Good. So how about here? So the Rambam says quite clearly. Quite clearly, that Hatumah L'Krova D'Chuya. Now, it really still is an Isser Tumas Kohanim, but it's overwhelmed, it's overpowered by the need for the Kohen to Metame L'Kara. If you look in the Makoros V'Tziyunim, on the side, the Frankel Rambam is one of the great and less obvious gifts and tools in the Frankel Rambam. They have the Makoros V'Tziyunim along the side. There's a quick way for us to quickly see, and you could, beyond this year, look things up. They give you a very detailed Ma'ar Makamos. Atuma in the right side of the right margin, Atuma Lekrov and Dechuriv Lahudra, Kav Dal, Kain Divrei Tosis, Rachas. Dafra. Ula Rashi, Sham Havi Hutra. The Chain Divrei Rabban. That's Hutra. Interesting. So my focus, Tosis and Rabban, Rashi Tosis, Rabban Rabban, whether the Isser of Tumas Krov, Tumas Krov disappears totally by Krov, Hutra, that's the opinion of whom? Of Rashi and Rabban. Or you have Rabban and Tosis, and no, it is still Isser Tumas Krovin, but it's Tumas Kohanim, but it's overwhelmed. The Rav says, look, at first you might say that's exactly my focus. And it lined up nicely. Tosis versus Rabban. Tosis says, Dechuya, like the Rabban. Okay, so Dechuya means it really still is an Isser Tumas Kohanim. It's just the fact is the car overwhelmed. So that's only there's a Tzorech. That's the hallmark of Dechuya. Let's see if we can. Can we manage, can we satisfy both issues then? If there's no need, maybe that's why Tosis is of the opinion, Rabbi Anton says, if there's no need, so then you're not going to wantonly violate Tumas Kohanim. And the Ramban, who as we saw, says, quotes, has arrived from Masechet Machlokes, yeah, Lishitaso, Tumas Kohanim is Hutra. Hutra says, they don't talk, they don't talk. It sounds good. That's sort of step one. And the Rav says, It says it doesn't fit exactly, because even if you say Hutra, but there's some Tzorech which is being Matir. What is being Matir Tumas Kohen, the Easter Tumas Kohen? He thinks it's not so much Hutra Dechuya, it's what is the Tzorech. Whether that Tzorech is only strong enough to outweigh and be Docha Tumas Kohen, or whether the Tzorech in Bimetame is so strong that it totally eliminates the Isser of Tumas Kohanim and Hutra, what is the Tzorech? Rav says, let's highlight that, sort of the second angle. What is the Tzorech? A Karav and therefore. So Rav points out there's something very profound going on here. Hard to say, very beautiful, but very profound. Rav says, like this, take a look. Let's look earlier in Rambam. You guys were grappling this during the morning seder last week. Morning. Kama chamur mitzvah eva. Perek beis halacha vav. The mitzvah eva is so significant. Kakoin nitches lo atum of nekrova. Okay, she's asking you more bisabalim. It's avelus. It's the mitzvah of Avelus, which is being dealt with the normal Isser of Tumas Kohanim. Already interesting. Mitzvah Saseh. And then he goes on to say, Pasuk in last week's parasha, Kim L'Sheira Korvela, Lo Yitama. Lo Yitama, he's supposed to Mitame, he's Mitame to her, to the sister, to the other relative. Mitzvah Saseh, She'in Lo Ratzel Histame, Mitame Tavla Karpel. We're going to insist. If he doesn't want, Cohen says, I don't want to interfere. Say, no, you must. You must be metamah lebeis. You must be metamah to the crowd. We saw that was machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Bishmal. And so it's Dav Gimel. Whether the lai tamah is a rishus, it just means it's not aser. It's an exception to the Easter or a mitzvah. So clearly, Rambam says mitzvah. Chiyuv. He insists on it. Then he says something very counterintuitive. He says, we only insist if it's a Kohen. Not if it's a Kohenes. A female Kohenes, we're not going to insist she has to be metame to the relatives. Why? He says, well, Hoil, Hakohanos, the Bas Kohen or Nashus Kohen, or for that matter, a male or female Yisrael, The Kohenis is not normally forbidden to Tumas Nes. It's the same way they normally are not forbidden to go to to go to Beis HaKfaras to Matam HaBeis. The same way they're normally permitted, so too they're not obligated. So you guys point out to me, that seems very counterintuitive. Understand? So, someone who's normally usher and still here we even insist, it's certainly if it's normally mutter, so for sure we should insist. No? Pikuach nefesh, you even drive a car pikuach nefesh on Shabbos during the week. Of course you drive a car pikuach nefesh. Well, all the more so. It's a chiddush, even on Shabbos. You know, it's chil Shabbos still, pikuach nefesh overwhelms. And here the Rambam says, that's what you would expect. Here the Rambam seems to say backwards. A Kohen, who's normally forbidden to Tumas Nes, so then he if it's a car, we require it. But the Kohenes, or for that matter, Yisraelis, it's not normally forbidden. So we don't require it? Well, what does that mean? If it's really important, we even require a Kohen, for whom it's normally an Isser. All the more so. Yeah, what do you say, Jackson?
But the Svar doesn't apply. The whole reason why we're doing it is because he's not going to want to become Tumas. That doesn't apply if it doesn't apply.
Good. And why is the fact he doesn't want to become Tame the reason why he does become Tame?
Because they force him to do it.
But and why is it only meaningful when it's normally Asher?
If it was Mutter, the person would not want to become Tame.
Okay. So you say maybe the case won't come up.
Yeah,
right. But let's say Taki says, I don't want him. The Kohen normally goes to Levi and stays outside. Can't go in the building because of Tumas Nes. The mace is in the funeral house. So, but when it's his relative, when it's his close relative, say, you must go inside. But the Rambam says, let's say there's a brother and sister, and they both are having a hard time going in. We tell the brother, you must go inside. We tell the sister, you can stay outside. Well, what does that mean? If we're going to insist that the brother has to, so then we think, Kalushka and the sister. We're insisting the brother has to, even though this is something would, in other cases, outside of family, be forbidden. So the sister for whom it's mutter, because the issur tumas kohen is only on men, so we don't insist. Yeah?
Would it be the din of forcing him to go inside? Meaning, the time, it's not a din in the travail, it's a din in the
So. Aaron is getting us to think about the relationship between these two dinim, which I think Jack's already started to set up. It's the fact that you normally can't, which is exactly what's driving you to need to. If the Rambam had said in the beginning of this halacha, it's the mitzvah avelus which is mandating that he be metameh. What does that mean, the mitzvah avelus mandates he's metame? And it seems like it's only for Kohen. The Rosh pointed out, take a look back at the very beginning of Hilchos Avel, where he defines the mitzvah avelus, where he lists the mitzvahs. Not even Perek Avol HaHal, but he gives a somewhat different take. And look back at the top, where he, the Rim Zeha mitzvahs, or the Pirata mitzvahs, he just lists the mitzvahs before he starts Perek Avol. The first one is, Lehis Abel HaKrovim, the mitzvah avelus. And even the Kohen is mitame himself and misabel nakrov. Meaning that the tumah is a form of avelus. The Kohen being mitame himself is a form of avelus, which the Rambam was alluding to in Perek Beis Halacha Vav as well. If you look at the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, also in your Maamar Makomos, mitzvah lamed zayin. He goes on to say, he says, Mitzvah, in Hilchos Avelos, he begins by saying, this is a mitzvah Avelos. So here he says, it's a mitzvah of Tumas Kohanim, of Tumas Kohanim Lekrovim. Nitztavu HaKohanim Sheyitamu Lekrovim, and it's Karim HaTorah. Lo Yitam is a mitzvah, Rebbe Kiva, so it's a bimel. It's a chiyuv that a kohen has to be tamei. Why? Ki bahavurshem min ha'amah kasuv min lehi tamei l'meis lichvodam. Normally the Torah forbids a kohen from participating fully in Levaya because of Yisur Torah of Tumas Kohanim. Normally the kohen is not able to give full kavod ames. Typically, he's not able to go into where the Levaya is at, to be outside, or start being outdoors. Typically, 99 times out of 100, you can't really go to the kavura in the Beis HaKfaras unless there are certain batei kfaras that are set up in a kohen-friendly way, but usually it's not possible. So usually he's limited in terms of how much kavod ames he shows. The hinterland, the time of the Krovin, the Torah is matir tumas kohanim to karov to make sure dafka that I'll do it. And then he goes on to say, a few lines later, he says, v'zeh bi'atzimu mitzvahs evil, this is the mitzvah of evil. Kolomar, kol ish mi Yisrael chaylus abel akrovam. The mitzvah of Lo'itama is the mitzvah for all Jews. Every Jew has a chiyuv to be misabel for a krovam. Lechazik, chiyuv, the Torah krovam just said, every Jew has to be misabel, he loses their relative. But instead the psukim last week's parsha say, dafkin, they formulate the mitzvah of elus as, by giving an example, which is Tumas Kohanim. And he explains, l'chazek chiyuv zeh, to express, to give expression to how significant is the obligation of elus, beer also the Kohen. The Torah's illustration was through the Kohen. Because he's not just doing things when he's misabot that he normally wouldn't do, he's doing things he normally couldn't do. He's only muzer l'atzom. He's not allowed to become, it's not just that. Normally, people don't sit on the floor. Normally, people don't walk around without their shoes. And now the Avos is going to walk around without shoes. It's not an Isser to walk around without shoes. But it's not something people are going to do. Here, a Kohen is not allowed to be Matam and Lameisa. And he is talking to Dafka, Shitam El Koponim, Kishar Yisrael, Kedesh L'Italish Din Avelus. In other words, for him, the way Rav understood it, is that be Matam and Lameisa is only an expression of Avelus for the Kohen. If a Kohenes, and that goes back to what seemed like a counterintuitive Rambam, he said, because the Kohenes allowed to Metam Lameisim, so we are obligated to Metam to Kar. Why? Because once you're allowed to do it, it's not an expression, for a non-Kohen, walking into the Levi is not an expression of Avelos. It's an expression of Avelos only for a Kohen, is walking into his relative Levi an expression of Avelos, because Avelos means Avelus is acting in a way that expresses the fact that life is not normal. The Avelus is expressing, right now for me, life is out of whack. Right now for me, life is, it's not normal. And I'm not acting in usual ways because life isn't usual. Life is upside down. Life is in turmoil. And that's why I'm acting in a turmoilish way. So Bechlal, the things that Avelim do express the fact that life is topsy-turvy. And life is upside down. For a non-Kohen, being metame to the mace doesn't express that. He can be metame to the mace anytime. Anyway, sometimes he'll be involved in the mitzvah of taking care of the nifter, the chevra kadishur. But a non-Kohen, who's the relative, doesn't have to be Metame. It's not an expression of Avelus. The way it is specific to the Kohen, because for the Kohen, this is abnormal. Because for the Kohen, this is Dafka Goybin Yotze Chut Migidro. For the Kohen, the Rav says in Beizval. The Kohen, for whom this is Tumas Mace is normally an Easter, is Dafka of the Metame to the Kohen. That is an expression of. That's an expression of Avelos. Things are not normal. Dafka, because it's Usher, they're all of a sudden now it's a mitzvah. Because it's Usher, because this is out of his range, this is out of his wheelhouse, being Tamil Mason, so now he's Dafka going to engage in that to express that life is topsy-turvy. The Ravid might disagree. The Ravid disagrees with the Rambam and Perek. Pay it all off above. lives, it seems to say maybe, or things as the Gemara indicates, that we would insist that the Kohen has also been with Tamil Lumis. It sounds like it's something else for the right, perhaps. And that brings us back, Rav Ozai, to the Machlokas about Tos Ramban, or Torah Shlomo Tzorah. You see, look in Beis Ches, the Rambam actually quotes the Rambam quotes the source, and the Rabbanan quote. He does quote that Masechah Smachas, that Masechah is Evil. Am Nasehu Metzuver Leitamein. Achi Yisasi Magol. Achi Yisasi Magol, Rei Kishar Kol HaMesim, etc., etc. He quotes that Baisa. So if anything, the Rambam suggests, the Rambam, we originally thought, it's just a question of the Huyo versus Hutra. The Rambam is on the other side of the divide from the Rambam. Rambam held that's Hutra. And Rama held that to Huyo. But it could be, in fact, it's not really, this issue of the Torah, Shalom Torah, is not about Huyo to Huyo. It's about what is the Torah? What is it that's driving that one is Docha or Mati or the other? He says, the Rama understood, Tosas had a sort of a more practical look at it. Tosas understood that what's being Docha, normally Tumas Kohen is an Isser. But if the mace needs care, so that the care of the mace, the mitzvah of kavura overrides to Moskonim. So, okay, so if there's a tzoros, there you go. But the tzoros coming to Levaya, the tzoros of an actual being the top of the mace, okay, but if there's no tzoros, it's not Bishas kavura, it's on Shabbos, so that's the Torah Rabbi Tam says. For what? Rabbi Tam says that. Tzorech hamais, the kavura is docha tumas kohen. But the Rabban, the Rab suggests, Rabban saw that the Rambam does. It's more than just a technical. Not that things need to get done, as you saw before. There are plenty of logistics that have to happen. I'm sorry, I'm wearing out in the middle of our discussion on Shkafa just to help with logistics for later today. There are logistics that have to happen. The Rambam says, but tumas kohen is more than just about logistics. As Rabban says, it's not a question of a tzorech hameis, because the tumas kohen itself is an expression of avelus. It's not the kavur which is doche tumas kohen according to the Rabban and the Rambam, but rather it's, as Rabban says, befeirish. It's a mitzvah of avelus, a mitzvah of avelus, the mitzvah of avelus, which is overriding tumas kohen, because it's the kohen being metame. It expresses how life right now feels very topsy-turvy. That itself, giving expression, like we were talking about earlier today in a different thing, giving expression to how things are not the way they ought to be. From our perspective, things are not the way they ought to be. Everything is upside down. That expression on the part of the Avelim is the mitzvah of Avelus. Yeah.
So when we say that the I guess we possibly that the either pshur mitzvah last and you know achi sas and agola, so that kind of like seems to indicate that until the kavura, I mean, like the kavura is actually the thing that's being done and not the
right. So you could have made that argument. You were saying it's not clear. The Ramban makes the argument that you see from here all is about stima sagola, but not about. Up until that point, everything is mutter, even though it's not always mutter. Right. You're saying you could have read the Rambam there, it's mutter the other way as well. You're saying it's not a rai. In fact, the Rambam quotes that Masechus Machos, and not necessarily a rai either way. True. You say certainly the other Tanaim, who see even beyond Kibur, certainly see it as lechora, as nothing to do with Torah.
Right.
And Rabbi Yehuda, B'Shem Rav Tarfin, could go either way. You're saying that Lav Dafka does the Rambam accept the Ramban's diuk from the Masechus Machos. That's true. That's a good point. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe so. Would we say that Rashi must also have liked the Rambam based off his Rashi on the top of the Testament?
Rashi on the top of
the Testament. He's kind of like giving like this part of why the Kohen is going there. And
like
he's saying, like, oh, since he's a Karov, and therefore that's why he would become Kameh.
Right.
He's becoming Kameh for a reason.
Right. Rashi seems to give the man a time, the halacha, that Karov is not enough. Right, because he said Karav, they said Bnei Bayis, and he said he didn't know the din. It wasn't the din. Right, so you're saying Rashi clearly holds that Karav is not Mutter. Which means one of two things. Remember, Rabbeinu Tam had, he said, even if the Nefil was a Karov, there are two reasons why it still wasn't Mutter. Either because there's no Heter by Nefalim, or because Shalom Tzarech. And so it's hard to know where Rashi...
Meaning, because then what's the Havmina for the Kohen to go there in the first place? Meaning, like, is it like, so what that he's a Karov? That's nothing, right? If you say, or that he thought it was a Karov, or whatever. If you
say that there's a mitzvah of the Kohen to become Tameh to the mace,
then maybe that would give like a official reason why he was here in the first place.
That could be. Yeah, Tani. I think it was sort of like what I was going to say was brought up. Okay. There are many things that we have not yet said, we have not yet brought up. We talked this morning. I'm going to talk about the sugya. In Lamdas, I'll try to sit here in terms of Ashkafa, in terms of our emotions, in terms of Lamaisa, we will continue to talk. I mean, I'll be seeing some of you later today at Levaya, and others I will not. Make sure we'll be all together tomorrow. Hopefully, it'll give us a lot of the structure of tomorrow. Hopefully, give us a lot of time to schmooze as groups, and schmooze as individuals, and hopefully, we are a lot of.